A sell-off on Wall Street. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Dow's down more than 500 points. The S&P and NASDAQ down as well, with some investors concerned about contagion in the banking industry. Two banks have failed in the last week, and today, the Saudi National Bank says it will no longer invest in Credit Suisse Bank. Its shares are down more than 20%. Wholesale inflation is down and in reverse last month, comparing prices to January.
The producer price index for February was down 0.1%. For the year ending in February, prices rose 4.6%. That increase was weaker than expected. It's another sign of inflation cooling.
Fox's Jenny Casola. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at the Pentagon says Russia's military has to be more professional. The U.S. reconnaissance drone is lost in the Black Sea after being intercepted by Russian fighter jets.
This hazardous episode is a part of a pattern of aggressive and risky and unsafe actions by Russian pilots in international airspace.
Russian President Vladimir Putin in a speech today announces a large-scale new effort to produce more weapons for the war in Ukraine. A federal judge in Amarillo, Texas, is hearing arguments this morning about abortion pills and whether one of the drugs used should be banned. A pro-choice activist in Poland, meantime, has been convicted for getting another woman abortion pills.
Justyna Wrodynska was charged with helping a woman known only as Anna obtain the pills after her partner prevented her from traveling abroad. Poland forbids abortion except where the woman's health is in danger or if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest. Wrodynska told the court she didn't regret helping Anna, as she too had once been in an abusive relationship.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. More flooding, mudslides and power outages in parts of California from another round of heavy rain and wind. There are power outages in the Northeast as well from a windy winter storm that's dumped up to 3 feet of snow in the higher elevations of Massachusetts, Vermont and New York. Gusty wind could lead to more power outages there today. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
There's another House hearing on the border this morning.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Republican Mark Green telling Fox and Friends that Democrats on the committee are bailing from a field hearing in McAllen, Texas, that follows a surge of over 1,000 migrants rushing the U.S. border over the weekend.
They're saying it's a political stunt. I think the political stunt is the empty chairs of the Democrats who are AWOL from this committee. This is their place of duty. And they're not showing up.
U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz is set to testify at the border hearing this morning. There were over 1.7 million migrant encounters in 2021 and more than 2.3 million last year. Border Patrol says we're on track this year to beat those numbers. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Florida State Senate will debate a bill requiring public colleges and universities to end so-called DEI policies, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
The bill passed Florida's House of Representatives this week. The move is a key policy goal of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who says such offices exist to exclude students and faculty based on race or politics. He is likely to sign the bill. One Florida college with new trustees picked by the governor has already done away with their DEI office. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Students at Wellesley College in Massachusetts, an all-women's school, vote in favor of letting in transgender men and non-binary students.
The women's college currently accepts those who, quote, live as women and consistently identify as women, including transgender women and non-binary students who were assigned female at birth. That according to the gender policy on the school's website. Wellesley College President Paula Johnson spoke out against the referendum last week and said the student vote is non-binding and doesn't change the college current policy. Instead, the ballot was to gauge student views on the school's current policy.
Fox's John Angelosi. Again, our top story, the Dow is down more than 500 points, with some investors worried about losses in the banking industry. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.